AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama's nominee for Attorney General is getting closer to final confirmation. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 12-8 to send Loretta Lynch's nomination to the full Senate. Lindsey Graham was one of three Republicans who joined with all nine Democrats on the committee in approving the nomination.
What I like most about her is that she seems to understand the war on terror.
Alabama's Jeff Sessions said Lynch's support of the president's action on immigration was disqualifying.
We should not confirm a nominee to the Office of Attorney General who supports the legality of the president's executive amnesty.
If confirmed, Lynch would be the first black woman to be attorney general. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Some news operations have identified the man with a British accent seen in Islamic State beheading videos as Mohammed M. Wazi. Asim Qureshi with the civil rights group CAGE isn't completely sure.
While I think that there are some striking similarities between the young man that I remember and the person we see in the video, I can't be 100% certain.
That tape from Sky News. Qureshi says Mzawi first contacted his group 6 years ago, and the man he knew was extremely kind, extremely gentle, extremely soft-spoken, and the most humble young person that he knew. House Speaker John Boehner is defending his invitation to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak to Congress. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the speech is destructive to U.S.-Israeli relations.
What is destructive, in my view, is making a bad deal that paves the way for a nuclear Iran.
Netanyahu is supposed to speak on Tuesday. Some 500 passengers had to be rescued from a disabled commuter train near Philadelphia after an hour and a half without power or heat. A drop in gas prices last month lowered consumer prices by the most in 6 years, but prices for food and services went up. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 5 points. This is AP Radio News. There is disagreement by two U.S. intelligence leaders over whether President Obama should send arms to the Ukrainian government to help fight Russian-backed separatists. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says arming Ukraine would mean more casualties for Vladimir Putin's troops.
And it would be harder for him to hide that fact to the home audience.
But Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart, head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, says Putin would just send more arms to the rebels.
It would not change the military balance of power. And it couldn't get there quickly enough to make a difference.
Stewart told the Senate Armed Services Committee Russia sees Ukraine as vital to its survival, which just angered Chairman John McCain.
Well, I'm sure that Hitler felt the same way, General Stewart, about the Sudetenland.
Mark Smith at the White House.
A new report from a British think tank says some NATO countries are cutting defense spending, including Britain, Germany, and Canada. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.